Believe it or not, your body has a finely tuned apostat, that part of your brain that tells you when you're full and when to stop eating. The problem is that for many, it's been hijacked by all the processed foods that we're eating these days. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. For those of us predisposed to obesity, the key is figuring out how to get our appetites working the way they were meant to. Incidentally, that's something I'm passionate about, and you can watch the video and download the free ebook at 25kgs.com. But the same is also true in overcoming the power of sin in our lives. Look, God created us, beginning with Adam and Eve, with a desire in our hearts to be close to Him, an appetite for Him, if you will. But that appetite has been hijacked and misdirected ever since sin entered the world, famously or infamously, I should say, through Adam and Eve when they ate the fruit of that one tree in the garden that was forbidden to them. Have you ever noticed how strong your appetite for sin can be some days? It's almost irresistible. And just as in the case of obesity, we need to heal our appetites. Well, the same is true with sin. We need to replace our appetite for sin with an appetite for God's will. And that, as it turns out, is exactly what He wants too. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. Yes, it is God who is working in you. He helps you want to do what pleases Him, and He gives you the power to do it. Draw closer to Him, and you'll discover that God is at work in you. He helps you to do what pleases Him. In other words, He's in the business of changing your appetite from sin to Him, and He gives you the power to do it. That's His word fresh for you today. Yeah, He wants to change your heart. He wants to lead you in His ways, and He does that so powerfully through His Spirit and His Word. That's why I'd love to send you your Fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.